Joseph Martineau with the Michigan Department of Education. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
The Michigan Department of Education will release the list of Michigan's persistently lowest achieving the PLA schools. The PLA schools are identified using a federally prescribed and federally approved formula. That will be released today at 10 o'clock. Talk about that, Joseph.
Yeah, this list of schools is based on schools' performance in reading and mathematics, and this identifies the lowest performing of those schools according to the federal regulations and guidelines that did not perform well and will be under the supervision of what is called the state reform officer.
These schools must submit within 90 days a detailed school improvements redesign plan using one of four improvement models: transformation, turnaround, closure, or restart required by the U.S. Department of Education. Tell us about that.
Yeah, those are the four models that are approved by the federal government. The schools have the choice of any one of those four, but they must choose one of those four to do a school reform plan in response to being on the PLA list.
Also being released this morning at 10 a.m. is the top to bottom, highest to lowest ranking of all schools using the MDE's preferred, more comprehensive methodology developed in collaboration with educational stakeholders. How is this different from the federal numbers?
Yeah, this one is different. It does not focus solely on reading and mathematics. It does include reading and mathematics, but it also includes science, social studies, and writing. This one also includes graduation rates for high school, so we put all of those things together, and we end up ranking schools from top to bottom in the state on all of those considerations. And schools that show up well have to have good achievement. They need to be improving in their achievement, and they need to have small achievement gaps. So this is a more comprehensive approach to how we're looking at schools, so that we're taking all of those things into account when we look at those schools rather than just the reading and math.
All right. This also includes graduation rate. What are the five tested subjects?
They are reading, mathematics, science, social studies, and writing.
Well, this is serious stuff. So what happens when you have schools who habitually don't get the numbers they need to do?
Well, they certainly, if they are performing poorly on all of those subjects and in graduation rate, if they have graduation rate, they would certainly show up at the bottom. This is simply a light-of-day reporting that we are providing essentially to the public so that parents, teachers, principals will all know where they stand.
All right. This information, again, is being released at 10 a.m. this morning. And where can folks go to see this information?
They can go to the Michigan Department of Education website. It's www.michigan.gov/MDE.
All right. We appreciate your time this morning. Can't wait until 10 o'clock. You wouldn't want to give us that information right now, would you, Joseph?
Well, unfortunately, it's under embargo until that time.
You know, if I didn't swing the bat, I wouldn't get a hit. So I had to try. Joseph Martineau is with the Michigan Department of Education. Joseph, thanks so much.
Thank you.